While the Hamilton County schools are closed due to COVID-19, students are continuing their learning from home. Last week, businesses in the Chattanooga area committed $100,000 to buy Chromebooks for those students who need support. That word came from the Chattanooga Area Chamber of Commerce and Chattanooga 2.0, where Molly Blankenship is executive director. Have you seen the hashtag StaySmartHamilton? Molly can tell you all about that, too. Molly, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
For folks who have heard of StaySmartHamilton, tell us some more.
During the COVID-19 outbreak in Hamilton County, since schools are closed, we think it is even more important than ever that we support parents and families in helping students stay engaged. And we think that in doing so, students will be more resilient academically, but they'll also be safer, not out in the community exposed to potential harm because of COVID-19. And so we are trying to support families who we know are balancing a lot and launch this campaign to help do that.
And tell us about the different aspects of the campaign.
We have developed a pretty broad-reaching communications campaign. Folks will see it on billboards throughout the community. They'll see ads on Facebook and social media. But one of the parts that I am most excited about is that we've developed this hashtag, StaySmartHamilton, and we're asking parents and teachers to show what life is like right now while they're balancing working from home and also trying to keep their kids engaged in learning. And we've actually purchased gift cards from local restaurants trying to support local business, and we'll be awarding those gift cards to parents each week. So I'm really excited to see what folks are doing. And then the other thing to know is that Hamilton County Schools has built out a great website with their continued learning landing page, has a ton of resources. And then StaySmartHamilton.com will direct you to those resources. And we also have a landing page on Chattanooga 2.0's website with resources specifically about how to balance working from home and juggling so many different priorities now with kids or new coworkers there too.
This is a brand new world for most of us in more ways than one.
That's right.
And of course, it takes partnerships to make this happen. Talk more about that.
I think the work that Hamilton County Schools has done over the past couple weeks to support students and support families has just been tremendous. And I think they have shown themselves to be a leader across the state, if not the nation. Chattanooga 2.0 is working really closely with Hamilton County Schools directly on several different elements of their response. This is one of them, and we're partnering really closely. But Chattanooga 2.0 has over 200 partner organizations who work with us closely. And there's also been so many different community partnerships that have emerged just in the past couple weeks. Organizations are coming to work together to support students and families, whether it's around this distance continued learning or whether it's around food needs or childcare. And so that level of partnership and coming together has been tremendous to see, and I think shown that we are better together amid this challenging time.
We're only a few weeks into this, but this is for the long haul. What are you hearing from the schools? What are you hearing from families? What are you hearing from business leaders?
I think what we're hearing is just that this sort of connection and continued learning is really important, like I said, for the resiliency and safety of students. But with an extended closure, that just increases the amount of support that parents need to be able to wade in these new waters. And so that's really the goal of this campaign, is to help parents know that this is not forever, but that their child's education is. And so we want to really help them stay home and stay safe and stay smart throughout the closure. But I think that folks are adjusting to a new normal. And as much as we can come around and support and celebrate the wins, that we'll get through this together.
You mentioned highlighting families as we go through this. Give us an example.
We've seen really cool ideas from families on ways that they're engaging their kids. A lot of it is taking place online, connecting their kids directly with teachers or in virtual classrooms, and that's been super cool to see. But also we know that, you know, not everyone may be able to access those digital tools, at least not all the time. And so we've seen parents coming up with creative ways to structure their kids' day, set a schedule, and incorporate sort of experiential learning. One of the things that I've seen recently is as parents are trying to navigate working from home, dealing with all the stuff that has to happen in the home, and then also supporting distance learning, engaging kids in tasks around the house, sorting laundry or whatever it may be, but making that a learning opportunity for small children or something like that has been really cool. And another thing that I saw recently is that some parents were having their kids write letters to their future selves about what it's been like to be out of school and be a child amid the COVID-19 situation. And so parents, I mean, we've just been astounded by the innovation and thoughtfulness that parents have had around engaging their kids. And we're really excited to help it continue and help more parents get ideas about how they can, sort of a low-stress way, support their kids and know that their kids are safe and advancing while, again, balancing a lot.
Where can people go online for more information?
They can go to www.staysmarthamilton.com, and they can upload photos or tips and tricks that they have, or just talk about what real life is like right now to the hashtag #StaySmartHamilton.
All right. Molly, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.